Well, tobacco use is a leading cause of cancer. What is North Carolina doing to prevent it, and what else can it do? Earlier today, the American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network, or ACS-CAN, released its annual report on how individual states are taking action and not taking action to reduce and prevent tobacco use. The report is called How Do You Measure Up? And among the conclusions is that southern states, including North Carolina, are not doing nearly enough to stem the tide. You can read the full report online, acscan.org. But we're joined now on the phone by Christine Wiesen. She's the Government Relations Director for North Carolina for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Christine, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Aaron. I really appreciate it.
So let's talk about tobacco use and cancer in North Carolina before we even get into the results of the report on what the state is and is not doing. What are the statistics about tobacco use and the cancer rate in North Carolina that we ought to know in order to understand what the situation is?
Well, the cancer statistics on deaths relating to tobacco are quite astounding. And in fact, in throughout the United States, 480,000 people will die this year because of tobacco-related illness. And when we look at North Carolina specifically, unfortunately, 57,000 people each year are going to hear those words, you have cancer, and of those 57,000 people, 20,000 of them will not prevail in their fight. And so what we're seeing here in North Carolina is that 31% of the cancer deaths in North Carolina are a direct result of tobacco use. And North Carolina's biggest opportunity in terms of the General Assembly and what they can do is to look toward these evidence-based, comprehensive solutions which can reduce the use of tobacco use. And they're a three-legged stool. They are significantly and regularly increasing the price of tobacco products. They are implementing comprehensive smoke-free policies, as well as fully funding tobacco prevention and cessation programs.
So how does North Carolina measure up in terms of those sort of action items?
Well, how North Carolina measures up in regard to the entire nation, it's quite sad, Aaron. North Carolina, we rank 47th in the country when it comes to the excise tax that we put on a pack of cigarettes. And the national average is $1.69. And so what ACS-CAN is recommending is advocating for a $1.50 increase to the North Carolina tobacco tax. And the benefits, this would not only save lives, reduce health care costs, and generate the much-needed revenue that the state needs, but also what it would do is it would result in about almost a 17% reduction in teen use and teen smoking, and also help about 75,000 current smokers help them to quit using tobacco.
Speaking with Christine Wiesen, again, Government Relations Director for North Carolina for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. We're talking about this report called How Do You Measure Up? Christine, you mentioned the excise tax there and increasing at $1.50 in North Carolina. Just curious, why $1.50 and not, say, more than $1.50 if an increase would reduce the use of tobacco? Presumably a bigger increase would reduce it even more, right?
Right. There's evidence that demonstrates that when you increase the price of a tobacco product by 10%, you're going to get an overall reduction in the amount of teen smokers, and then also in adults who will quit smoking. And so the price of the increase has to be at least 10%, and even more, you know, the higher the better that you're going to be getting the results that you need. And what we've demonstrated through research is that $1.50 increase really gives us the highest return on investment. In other words, not only are we going to be receiving the dramatic decrease in teens starting to smoke and also helping current smokers quit, we would also achieve generate new revenue of about $534 million annually to the North Carolina that could go into the general fund. And when we look at the fact that in North Carolina, tobacco use, it costs our state $3.8 billion just in health care costs. And of that $3.8 billion, we've got about $931 million that is just Medicaid, that we're spending on Medicaid for smoking-related medical treatments. And so there really is an economic toll on every single household in this state when we have individuals who are using tobacco and are addicted. So we really want to work to help, you know, increase that tax and incentivize folks, one, to prevent kids from smoking, and then encourages people who use tobacco to quit. But, Aaron, you know, the one thing that we have a lot of statistics that are going on here, but oftentimes, you know, tobacco, it's really personal in North Carolina, and it's personal to me. And what really keeps me going with this is that tobacco has impacted my life. And my father, he was a smoker. He tried and tried and tried to quit. He could never quit. And he had a heart attack and died when he was 49. And I see my baby sister, and she's a smoker. And it breaks my heart, and I think, I don't want to lose another member of my family to tobacco. And if we work and advocate for these proven tobacco control measures, we can save lives. We will save lives, and we'll save many, many dollars. And it's just a win-win-win. And so our message in How Do You Measure Up is demonstrating to the public and to our policymakers that these issues, even though they might not be popular in a tobacco state, they are proven to give you the results. And that's what we all want. We all want individuals who are living healthy, happy, productive lives. And an individual who is addicted to tobacco and a smoker, they're going to have some health problems, and they won't be able to achieve that success had they not become addicted in the first place.
How else can people get more information when and where they need it, and what else do people need to know about this issue?
Well, the report, it provides North Carolina with a roadmap for reducing its burden of cancer and overall lowering the overall health care costs. And the one big takeaway from the report shows that North Carolina's biggest opportunity here is in addressing the cancer burden is to significantly raise the tobacco tax and implement other tobacco policies. And there's also other policy issues mentioned in the How Do You Measure Up. And I would encourage folks to check this full report out, How Do You Measure Up, at our website, which is acscan.org. And take a look at it and share it with your friends, share it with your colleagues, share it with your legislators, because this is something that really matters, and this impacts every single person's life that lives in North Carolina.
And that report is available now. Again, acscan.org is the website. Go there and find the full report. Christine Wiesen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate your time.